This is part seven of a study titled The Purification of God's Church. The first study we looked at was focused on the parable of the ten virgins. Sister White says that parable illustrates the Advent experience, what took place in the fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins in the 1844 time period. Sister White says will be repeated again. She says it will be repeated again to the very letter. So there's information there that we need to understand if we're going to be among the wise virgins at the end of the world. Part of that story was the closing of the door, the closing of probation for foolish virgins that took place back there. And we have drawn information together to demonstrate that the closing of the doors on the foolish virgins in our time will be at the Sunday Law. The Sunday Law is the way in God's providence that He has designed to purify His church. We looked at a quote several times early on in our study that said basically this: the events connected with the close of probation have been clearly illustrated, but multitudes have no more understanding of them than if they had never been revealed. So we've been looking at the events connected with the close of probation. We've been looking at them in the context that this close of probation takes place first among Seventh-day Adventists at the Sunday Law. This is how the church is purified, and when it is purified, the latter rain is poured out. The loud cry is given, which calls God's other children out of Babylon to come and take their stand under the banner of truth at the end, and then probation eventually closes for all mankind when Michael stands up. In our second presentation, we looked at this scenario as represented in Ezekiel chapters 8 through 12, where we see those in Adventism in Jerusalem, which Sister White says is the church in Testimonies, Volume 5, that are going to receive the mark of the beast. In Chapter 8, we see them growing in their apostasies in a series of four increasing abominations. Ultimately, those people are portrayed as bowing down to the sun, which clearly symbolizes the acceptance of the Sunday Law when it is applied. And in chapter 9, we see the other group of people in Jerusalem, which are sighing and crying for the abominations that are done within the church. And Sister White clearly says that these are those that are sealed. These are those that we understand to be the final remnant that proclaims the loud cry under the latter rain. And in chapter 10, we've seen an angel go into the altar and take coals from off the altar and throw them into Jerusalem, and Sister White tells us that the burning coals from the altar symbolize purity.